All right, my friends, 10 after 8 here at Real Radio KMMO. I am Raymond James along, well, let's see if I can push the right button here and make things work correctly. And there we go. Here in the studios with me is Saline County Health Department Administrator, Ms. Tara Brewer. How are you, Tara?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well.
Great.
And I'm just kind of seeing what each day brings forth, honestly, with everything going on. You have kind of been the stable voice since day one, and we're glad to have you back in the studios with us as we as a society are trying to get a stranglehold on this issue that we have called COVID-19 for several months. But it's you know, you're seeing the brighter side of things coming your way, but it's still an issue going forth as well. But now the words vaccine have come out, and that's what you're here to kind of talk about, the plan and going on with what's going on. So you guys at the health department, Saline County Health Department, Fitzgibbon Hospital, you guys have obtained some vaccines. And let's start off there.
Right. So as everything, you know, we try to plan as much as we can. We ordered vaccine. Long story short, they denied our order due to the federal contracts with the long-term health facilities. So the demand was really, really high, which is good. It's good and bad. So we had to kind of regroup and see what we can do. So we partnered with Johnson County Health Department. Mary, the administrator there, is awesome. We speak on a weekly basis, and we've kind of partnered up. They can house and store the Pfizer vaccine. We cannot. So they're able to give it to us a little at a time for what we can issue out, because it's such a time-managed vaccine.
And that vaccine, that particular one, is the one that you hear about that has to be stored at an extreme temperature.
Absolutely. Okay. So it's the Pfizer vaccine. Not only is it the extreme low temperature, but once it's thawed, which is what we would have to do here, we have 5 days to use it. Once a vial is open, then we have approximately 4 hours to get it out and into an arm.
Oh, wow. And, of course, that right there is... you know, it takes planning and precise movement as well. So I guess that brings to the next question. Who has been vaccinated so far in the Saline County area?
Right. So between the long-term health care facilities, the state, the federal contracts have done that through CVS. The hospital, they are vaccinating their own folks as well. And now what we're doing is we are doing the face-to-face, patient-facing medical, any dentist, any chiropractors, eye doctors. We're trying to just open it up to everyone that could be in contact and absolutely have the face-to-face contact with any patient that could have COVID.
Okay, and as we've heard along the lines, a lot of things happening in phases. Can you explain phase 1A, 1B, et cetera, kind of go from there?
Right. I would love to. the state has put out different phases for us. Unfortunately, they've just kind of put a little bit of information out, but not enough. So they have phase 1A, which is what we're currently in now. 1B, they still haven't voted on it yet. So we have a few ideas of who may be in 1B, but we're really unsure at this time. So we're just behind the scenes trying to plan for best case scenario, worst case scenario, and where we can get enough hands to vaccinate a huge amount of people in a short amount of time for the 1B. And again, I even hate to speculate because it just it causes chaos, mm-hmm. You know? So. I was told this morning by someone at state that hopefully Friday they will release what 1B, who will be in 1B. So.
Okay, yeah, because they had to get past all the whole inauguration thing.
Oh, absolutely. And
brutal.
I think that might have pushed us back, because actually last week I was told they were probably going to have it out. The governor was going to announce it, and he was out on Wednesday. He was doing his announcement, and I think that probably pushed it back a little bit for us, so.
So I guess that kind of brings the question, you may have answered it in kind of a passing here, but what's the status of receiving any vaccines in the future?
Right. So, yeah, we're kind of at a holding point at this point because obviously there's two vaccines out now. and the Moderna is what we could use here in Saline County. But Pfizer's what we have. So I'm relying on other people to kind of help us out to get it ordered and see if we can use their stash. It's just really a waiting game. I mean, we have no idea, but that's why we do what we do, and we make things work. You know, we were not going to get any, and now we've got about, I think there's about 500 people in Saline County that between the hospital and the health department and CVS that have been vaccinated since Christmas. So
with a, I don't want to call it downtime, because you guys are constantly moving this nine-legged monster that you've dealt with since early last year, since March and beyond. And that given you guys have tackled things as they come to your plate, but also you guys sat down and kind of put plans in place like you have all along. And I'm thankful for that. Kind of gives me some direction. Hey, do this, wear a mask, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the plans that you guys have started to come up with, maybe even for the future of the vaccination of folks that would like to get one?
Right. So I think the biggest, obviously, goal, what I said earlier, was to vaccinate a huge amount of people in a short amount of time. So behind the scenes, what we're doing now is we're planning on and working with other individuals, other nurses that can help us out, different drive-through strategies, what we can do, going into churches. We've talked about that. There's just a lot of different scenarios that we could do. So we're kind of thinking of the good, bad, and the ugly, mm-hmm. You know, of what could happen. And again, we're unaware of how much vaccine we're actually going to get. So one, we have to find out who's in 1B, which I feel like it's going to be a huge amount of our population that's going to want the vaccine. But if I have 10,000 people that want the vaccine and can get the vaccine, and I have 1,000 doses, then we have to figure out a plan from there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously getting it out equally dispersed throughout the community or through the county.
And one other thing that's kind of, we talked a little bit about off the air is, you know, you're dealing with this nine-legged monster that's been going on since March. And you guys, of course, at Saline County have been kind of the staple where everything's kind of filtered through and you disperse it to the public. So I thank you for that, number one. Number two, what else is kind of out there? And I know a lot of folks, well, I saw this post over here. I read this article over here. I saw this news thing over here, this, that, and the other. Folks, I will honestly tell you that it's almost overwhelmingly stressful for anybody involved. You need to find a local source that you can trust. And, of course, Saline County Health Department has been straightforward and honest with us from day one. They're not speculating. They're not doing anything like that. It's just kind of you guys are spitting it out as you get it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's been the hardest thing. I always say we're local people, so we're going to take care of our local people. So we have nothing to gain, nothing to hide. But when we do execute something, we have a good plan. You know, we feel like we're confident enough to move forward in it. And sometimes when we're silent, it's because we're working out different things and we're trying to come out ahead of any rumor mills or anything like that that might be going on. But yeah, it's, the media is great until, you know, they start to become overbearing at some time. So that's why I definitely would agree local is better than any other station. Or any other procedure, you know, as far as getting anything out.
So is there anything else you guys would like to talk about? I know, you know, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, but of course, it's still a great time. I've heard the phrase twindemic, flu,
yeah.
Which is, you know, flu's still out there.
Absolutely, it
and
is.
So folks can still have that possibility of maybe go getting the flu shot heading, or we're smack dab in the middle of flu season.
Right. So we are, and we still have flu vaccine, and we would love to vaccinate people as well. But you cannot get both vaccines at the same time. So you cannot get the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine at the same time. Just to let you know, there's a 14-day waiting period. Yeah, there's other things out there in general, even besides the flu, and there's common colds and there's allergies and everything else. So, you know, it's one reason why this thing has become so widespread is you think you just have allergies. You think you just have a cold until you lose the sense of taste or smell. And then you're like, uh-oh,
yeah.
Now I'm in trouble. So that's why we ask that people mask up when they're in the public, and just be cautious and, definitely social distance. You know, we've got a really good team here in Saline County. I'm really proud of the people that I work with, and we're all still there through all of this. It's been very, very challenging, but you have a bunch of good people at the health department that are there because we love each other and we love what we do. But more important, we're there for each other in our county more so than what we loved what we were doing at the time. You know, it became a little crazy there for a while, and we had to kind of figure things out. But I'm really proud of our team. I think we're able to move forward from this and hopefully move forward sometime.
And a couple of weeks back, you guys made the transition to a website where you're publishing information. Can you give us that again?
Yeah, no, that was really exciting time for us. A time to be able to free up a little bit of our time, all things Missouri, through MU Extension Office. And we enter information in daily on a database, an Excel sheet. They come in, they grab the information, and they push it out on the website every night about 10:30 p.m. So it's up to date. I definitely would say that is the correct information as far as numbers go, versus the state. You know, there's a lot going on. They have to do a lot of verifying of information and this and that and all the other. I can tell you that information is correct. So.
So one final question I have for you. I mean, you beat this horse from day one. What do you recommend as a health professional for folks to continue to do? I know it's been a never-ending cycle for you, you know, to repeat this day in and day out, day in and day out. But it seems to be the one way that makes things work.
Right, absolutely. So I kind of, as the old saying goes, you know, we've got to make sure we wash hands, we social distance, we wear a mask. We're very careful around those who might be vulnerable to this virus. And that's all we can do, and move forward and get out and be smart, I think, is the biggest thing. Have common sense when you're doing things. And we hope this vaccine will help us move forward from that situation as well. So,
well, Tara, on behalf of everyone here at the radio station and even the folks tuning in, I want to say again, thank you. To you, your staff, and everyone that's been affiliated with, getting the message out and keeping people as safe as possible. When I had a run in with it back in October, we made a phone call to you. I don't even live in Saline County.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know Tara. I know what she's going to, you know, tell me to do. She's going to be straightforward and not try to speak above my head. You keep it real, and you have since day one. So on behalf of all of us here at KMMO, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are definitely a godsend, and I wouldn't want anybody else in our corner during any of this than what we have now. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, my friends, there you go. Tara Brewer with the Saline County Health Department. She is the health administrator, and her gals and her gang over there doing a great job navigating through treacherous waters and keeping this all safe here as well.